Hey guys, this is Everdison Utopia, and this is the aftercare for showing you how to struggle. This one is specifically aimed towards people who might not have the easiest time with audios that that have non-con in it. People who might have either avoided the audio entirely, or maybe backed out of the audio. Maybe they use the safe word audio, and they're like, "Oh, let me go listen to the aftercare while I'm here." So usually in the I don't really like non-con aftercare, I preface it by saying I'm not going to use the R word. I just recorded the other one, and based on some of the topics that I want to discuss and some of the things that I want to clearly define, I'm going to warn you guys this time. I'm sorry, I am going to say the R word. I'm going to say rape quite a few times throughout this aftercare. There will not be like graphic descriptions of things, and I'm not going to get all like crazy sounding on you guys. This is just me at my desk. I've got like a glass of water. I'm wearing these pajama shorts. I'm just like, that's me drinking water. but I think there's a couple things that I want to make sure I discuss. It's largely going to be like, we're going to be talking about the tags, right? But before we get into all of that, right, I need to be able to say the tag, because it's, I think it's just important to call it what it is sometimes. First off, if you're not into this topic, if you're not into this kink, this fantasy, I want you to know that it's okay. You're not messed up. There's nothing wrong with you. You belong here just as much as anybody else does, and your boundaries are important, and recognizing them and maintaining them is important. It's good for you to be like, hey, this is something that I'm not into, right? I think that's a really healthy thing. So if you've kind of arrived at a point where you're like, you know, non-consent, not really for me, I think that's great. I think that's a really healthy thing to arrive at, just like knowing that for yourself. This is a very wholesome audio, and I kind of intended it for it to be as well. For anybody who skipped the audio, it's basically a couple is having sex, and basically the speaker proposes like, hey, can we try this thing that like we tried once before? Like I kind of tried to imply that they've tried a little bit, and that he kind of wants to like try a little bit more like specific things, and there's like an agreement, and there's a lot of check-ins, right? There's a lot of asking for permission. I really wanted it to be a wholesome and consensual scenario, because I think it's good to show it in that light, where that's the way it should be practiced, I think, that's like kind of the way that I would do it, if I were exploring this with a partner, right? The listener, or sorry, the speaker is like very, very concerned for the listener's physical and emotional safety and comfort throughout. I wrote the character, so I imagine that I didn't write him, I just improvised him, but like in my canon, which I guess is the canon, the moment he thinks that there's something wrong, or like that the his partner's uncomfortable, he would stop. This is a fully like consensual like role play of this like non-consensual fantasy, and I would hope that the listener character is into it, but you know what, it is what it is. So a question I got asked in this past week or two, I didn't see it until the past week or two. It was actually on a separate audio that was kind of similar, where there was like a full degree of consent between two characters, and they were just acting out a fantasy of non-consent together. And the person was basically like, why is this tagged rape? Like, and it was a really genuine question, and I think it's a really good question to be asking. I think some people who have been in this space for a long time, kind of like, this has kind of been drilled into them a little bit, but I think it's a really healthy question for anybody to be asking who isn't 100% sure. So I just thought it would be worth covering during this aftercare. So I basically tried to equate it to like having a food allergy, right? So like I, and this is where I'm going to drop that R word a lot, just as an additional warning. So again, I know that not everybody's super comfortable with hearing it. The rule is that like, even if it's consensual non-consent, we use the rape tag. If it's, if there's drug use, right? If like one of the characters is drunk, like they could be taken advantage of, we use the rape tag. If one of the characters is asleep, right? We can't, we use the rape tag, right? Even if it was discussed before, right? And the reason we do that is, to ensure the safety of people who might be triggered by those things, right? So even though this audio is a completely like the two characters are in complete agreement over what they're doing, there is struggling, or there might be like some people being pinned down, or like and like not being allowed to move, right? And these are things that I believe have the potential to trigger people, and I think that's valid. I think it's there. That's not that any they're not wrong for being triggered by it. It's just the way things are sometimes. And we put those tags, we put this rape tag on to protect those people. Right. So the way what I compared it to was like a food allergy, where like, for example, I have an allergy to many tree nuts. I can't eat like, I should probably know this. I can't eat like macadamias. I really can't eat peanuts. All right. I can't eat, pistachios probably. I don't know. I haven't had pistachios. But I have a pretty bad allergy to a lot of tree nuts. But it's not so bad that I can't eat like a chocolate bar, right? Cause like, you know how, like, if you look on the back of a chocolate bar, that'll say like processed in a facility that handles like tree nuts and peanuts and whatever, like milk. I don't know. And I can eat that chocolate bar, right? My allergy is not so bad, but there are people out there who like, they can't have that chocolate bar because their allergy is so severe that like if the facility handles nuts, like if there's like a speck of fucking like peanut dust in there, like it's going to trigger their allergic reaction. So for those people, it's important to still have that label on that candy bar, right? So for the people that are triggered by just like not being allowed to leave, by like a CNC struggle, right? That's why we use this rape tag. That's why it's there. This is something I think is really important because GWA, I believe, is one of the, I would say, is one of the safest places that anybody can explore non-consent as a fantasy. And I think it's really important to preserve that safety for them. All right, let me think. What were the other points that I wanted to make? I think it's really important that I kind of covered this already, but like, it's really important that people who are exploring this fully respect each other's boundaries. The moment somebody says stop, like the whole thing needs to shut down, right? It needs to stop. There's no like, wait, just let me finish, right? Like just give me like one more minute, right? Or whatever, right? Like there needs to be a complete respect of other people's boundaries. And I think it's really important that like the guy character, my character, like he asks, hey, can we try this, right? In the beginning. And the listener character like says yes. That doesn't mean that you need to say yes to people. If somebody asks you to do something like this and you're not comfortable, then you don't owe it to them. It doesn't matter how much you care for this person, how close you are, how long you've been together, how much you trust them, right? If this is something that makes you uncomfortable, you deserve to have that boundary communicated and maintained. If the person cares about you, they'll respect the boundary. That's the way it should be. I swear I had this thought more articulate in my head. Oh, yeah, like, It's just, like, even if you've done it before, even if you've enjoyed it in the past, right? If you are not comfortable with a fantasy, what I said any other aftercare is, I don't care if you've done it with 300 other people. You get to person number 301, and you're like, I don't really want to do non-con, right? Even if the other person is like, you did it with those 300 people, why not me, right? Like, it doesn't matter. If you're not comfortable, then you don't deserve to be put into a situation that makes you uncomfortable in that sense, okay? I'm all for, like, exploring and finding new things to be into and like, discovering new kinks and pushing yourself a little bit. But, like, there's a difference between that and going into something that you do not want to do, okay? I think sometimes people just need to hear that. I think it's something that we generally know, but sometimes it's when we get caught in a situation, right? I have a difficult time saying no to people. And sometimes that has gotten me into situations that I didn't want to be in. So I think sometimes we just all need to hear that it's okay to say no to people. Yeah, I think that's just about it. I think that wraps it up for this. In the aftercare for people who do like CNC, I was saying that it's been a long time actually since I put out a It's been a long time since I put out a rape audio that wasn't CNC, that where the listener is the giver, and the speaker is the giver, and the listener is the receiver, right? I do have one recorded. Finally, I'm gonna put it out later, but again, I just wanted you, listener, who is not really into non-con, to know that. Even when I put out that content, I'm thinking of you. I work really hard to make sure that I don't post two audios that have the rape tag in a row, because I know there are people who sometimes show up and then they might be disappointed that, like, an audio might not be within their comfort level, right? And I don't want to risk somebody going like, oh, it's the second week in a row, but I still want to listen, so maybe I'll try it, right? Like, so I try really hard to make sure that there is, there's always, like, some form of, like, fully consensual content in between non-con audios. It's really important to me. So, if you backed out of this audio because it was too much, or if you didn't even listen to it because you know that it's not something that you really want to, I want you to know that's okay. And I want you to know that, there will always be, unless, like, something really important is happening and, like, I have, like, an actually good reason, there will always be something that I try to make accessible the week after. So yeah, I think that's all my points for today. So, thank you again, for hearing me out, I guess. And, I'll see you in the next one. Thank you, and bye.